We're in the middle of discussing the question of whether the mitzvah of Yivam is Ulkachlo Leisha, is the Kenyan, or Yivam Yivam Aleha, the Bia. And we suggested that a nafkamina might be, or what if you have do the Kenyan, but one nafkamina is what if you do a Bia and for some reason it's not Kona. The other, which we had some possible examples of, what if you do a Kenyan, but it's not a particularly good Bia? What does it mean, not a good Bia? Let's say, if what makes Bia important and mitzvah worthy is the Hakama Zereshavo, what if you do a Bia? What if you do a Kenyan, a valid Kenyan, but it's not a Bia that can have Hakama Zereh? Classic example is the issue of Hera, which the big machlokas also says, not Kenyan is Kenyan, and Hera is Kona, mitzvah's over, I don't care, there's no Zerah yet. The written Daf Samach Aleph and Beis was the one Rishon that you could put on the side of the Afika Yam, said, no, there's no mitzvah till the bar Bia. You might be Kona, that's very nice, but there's no mitzvah till you have potential Hakama Zerah. And the Ramban and Rashba were somewhere in the middle, they seem to say you are Mekayim the mitzvah at the Tchilas Bia, but it continues to Gvar Bia. We weren't sure exactly what the Svar is, it doesn't seem to match the idea of the mitzvah's Kenyan. The mitzvah is Kenyan, once it's over, it's over. Maybe they agree with the Ritva. The mitzvah is Bia. They just think that, like, it's one. They just think that, you know, it's whatever kind of Bia you, if you finish the Bia and do that Kamasera, that's good. If not, you can be able to be the Evid with if you were just part of the way, but maybe we want to come back to them.
For the Rashba, it would be the two parts of the mitzvah.
Okay, correct. That's what I want to come back to. But first, let's look at some other potential nafkamina. So one discussion is, what about bias bas gimel, meaning anyone, any girl between 3 and 12, right? So we know that says in the Gemara a little later, in the first parak, that she can't get pregnant, right? That's not really ru'uya leha kama zera. But it's clearly kona, that's the Mishnah in in Nida, and it comes up a few places in Yivamos, that in the sixth parak, that any girl who's Ru'uya Labiya, which Bas Gimel Shana B'Yomech, is Niknes, is clearly Niknes. So here you clearly have a Kenyan, but you don't really have a Biya that shayich so much to Hakama Zera. Kenyan Yavam as well. Ba'ala Yavah Yavam HaKani. Clearly there's a Kenyan. So if you say the mitzvah is a Kenyan, then very, very poshut. Then, you know, you're Mekayim the mitzvah, nothing to talk about. But if you say, no, the mitzvah is not the Kenyan. The Kenyan is a side back. The mitzvah is the Bia. Then maybe you could say that there's no Kiyom mitzvah yet. Because, maybe you could say there's no Kiyom mitzvah yet. Because, like, you haven't done a proper Bia. I know you've done enough Bia to be Kona. It counts as Kedushay Bia. But you haven't done a Bia that's really going to accomplish the point of Yibam. And some of the Achronim are Medayik this from a Rashi. Some of the Achronim are Medayik this from a Rashi. In Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, if you look at Rashi in Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, fifth skinny line. Says ve'eno choletzes, a katana is misyabemis, but not choletzes. The ain't of teresh shuk bechal itzos the ma'isik katana klum. She can't do Rashi samachalim base fifth wide skinny line. Sorry, the ain't of teresh shuk bechal itzos the ma'isik katana klum. A katana can do chalitza v'misyabemis. A katana can do yibam. V'tigadol tzlo and she'll grow up while she's married to him. V'tiskaye mitzvah yibam, and then the mitzvah yibam limiskaye. Rashi sounds like, let her do Yibam, let her marry him, and then she will get older, and then the mitzvah of Yibam will be Niskayim. Some of the Achronim die from Rashi that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam till she gets older. You were Kona right away, but you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam until she gets older. If anyone didn't bring in the Makorah sheet from 2 times ago, I made some more copies. just trying to take a copy. The the Imre Moshe quotes that the Oneg Yontif, I didn't want to quote all the Achronim if they're quoted by the other Achronim, that there's an Oneg Yontif who says, this is a case where the Zikas Yivim is still on her. He was Koner when she was under Bat Mitzvah. But the Zikas Yivim is still on her. Comes up as a side point. How can you have, like, a woman who's Eishes Beis Mason with two Zikas on her? Says, no problem. Reuben dies, and she's under 12. She's between 3 and 12. Shimon is Miyabeh. Now she still has the Zika of Reuben, because no one did the Mitzvah yet. Now she's Zika. Shimon dies, she's Zika of Shimon. Eishes Beis Mason, okay, that's just sort of the... way he comes onto it, but that's what the Oneg Yontif assumes, that he's the dyak in this Rashi, that even though he was Kona Lagamre, and clearly she wouldn't be allowed to be married the Shoka that he get, she also wouldn't be able to marry the Chalitza. There's still a Zika, he still hasn't done the mitzvah yet. So this is the shot in Rashi, Daf Samach on Aleph and Beis, according to the Oneg Yontif. I'm not saying you have to make this deacon Rashi, but he understands Tisgadol and Flop the Sky Mitzvah Zivam, that until she gets old enough to have kids, it's not a Kiyum Mitzvah Zivam. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah Zivam if she happens to not get pregnant. That's not our fault, right? That's up to Hashem. But it has to be a Bia that Shaya to the realm of being Makim Zera. So he's been dying in Rashi of Sachon Veis that there's no mitzvah until she gets older, even though he was Koner when she was three. For next 9 years, she's his wife. But there's no Kiyum Mitzvah yet. Tisgadol Tlo, and then Tiskayim Mitzvah Yibam. And therefore, the Oneg Yontif assumes the Mitzvah Yibam has nothing to do with being Koner. No, no, being Koner is, that's a side point. L'kachalo l'isha, there's a heter to be Koner. The Mitzvah Yibam is to a Bia that's Ruya Leh HaKamas Zera.
Her whole status during that time, though, was very...
Her whole status would be very peculiar. That's the only other Shita. She is both a Yavama and married to the Shimon at the same time.
Could he deal with her any, except the first time he was Koner when she was three, that whole time in between, because...
So the Oneg Yontif would have to assume that yes, he can, because the Kachlo Leisha is Exeris Agasov, that he's a heter Nasas Keishto, that he's a heter Bia. Lachora, maybe Tutra, Sintanafila. So you'd assume there's a heter Bia, otherwise that wouldn't be called the Skadol Slow. But that is the Diuk of the Oneg Yontif. We'll see, the Imre Moshe is not so impressed with it. But we'll come back to that in a moment. Yes.
Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't say that the reason why she can't be chodesh or yavim if she's a katana is because Shemitah said I don't
need. No, that's only going to her mitzvah. But according to the Chachamim, they're not chodesh l'miyuta. They say she can't do chalitza because that you need an isha. It says ish, but you also need an isha, and she's not an isha yet. But she can do yibam. That's not called to rain of Chacham. Chacham says she can do yibam. So we think she can do yibam. Simple pshat is she can do yibam, and she'll be named days, and that'll be the mitzvah. Shalom al Yisrael. But the Imre Moshe quotes from the Oneg Yontif says no. She can do yibam, but it won't be a mitzvah yet until she becomes old enough to have hakshbishayach to the parsha of Hakama Zera. So he apparently thinks that the mitzvahs bia ruila Hakama Zera. Kinyan does not accomplish a mitzvah. Theoretically, you could also say...
The Mechol Ketanayim is a Schakira.
What?
The Mechol Ketanayim is a Schakira, you could say. Rabbi Meir... It's
no, because Rabbi Meir is kosher, there'll be Einul Sur Sris. That's a side, that's Exeris Agassif. So that's not going to help. Theoretically, you could also say that Bias Ben Teisha, if you hold, like Rashi... that he is Kona min HaTorah, but clearly a Ben Teisha is not Roy Lazria, right? The Gemara discusses this in detail, beginning of the 8th paragraph of Sanhedrin. So you would say for sure, if the mitzvah is to be Kona, for sure he's a kind of mitzvah. He was Kona, according to the Shita of the Ben Teisha can be Kona. The opposite of the Shita we dealt with before. But if the mitzvah is Ruvi La Kamazera, then maybe you would say, there is no mitzvah, and because it's not a bia ruila kamazera, so it's not such a good bia. It's a bia, but not the real bia the Torah meant, so perhaps there would be no mitzvah. The Now, just before we get back to the Imre Moshe, two other interesting nafkaminas. The mitzvah is the kinyan, or the mitzvah is the bia. Because if the mitzvah is the kinyan, then it seems to me the mitzvah is creating some result of ishus. The mitzvah is the bia, it seems to be more maisa bia, meaning no one thinks she has to get pregnant and have a baby to do the mitzvah. That's not our responsibility, that's in the hands of Hashem. So is the mitzvah to do a bia, which is more maisa-oriented mitzvah, or is the mitzvah to be koner, which is more totsa-oriented mitzvah? What are some of the classic nafkaminas the Lamed Shachronim give between a mitzvah that are b'maisa and mitzvahs that are b'totzah? Anyone? What? Kavana, right? So, what about mitzvah srichos kavana? Right? What if you don't have kavanas mitzvah? Right? So, what if you don't have kavanas mitzvah? So, if you don't have kavanas mitzvah, are you kona her? This is a no-brainer. How do we know? It's a mefurish mishnah in the sixth parak, right? Abal yimento ben meizah ben mishogeh, ben monos ben ratzah, afil hu meizah vehi shogeges vechuli vechuli, kona velochilip ben bia lebia. Clearly there's a kinyan. The question is there a mitzvah? So what about, right, yibum bli kavana? So, what about yibum without kavana? So, says the... says the Imre Moshe, which is on the top of the second side of that old Makorah sheet. For Isim min chaschinach shis or gam kein l'manor mitzvah suchas kavana. Of course, there's only the old mitzvah suchas kavana. If mitzvah ain't suchas kavana, then there's nothing really to talk about, right? This is all going to be l'manda amar mitzvos srichos kavana. So, what does the min chaschinach say? The modern mitzvah of Kavanah is hard. Lo kima mitzvah shneim anusim. If they are anusim or shogin or etc., they weren't the kind of the mitzvah. Cause of the mitzvah, start the whole sham shein is the kind of mitzvah. You have to do a second beat of him kind of mitzvah. The gam mechayv ilam the minat Torah asay doch lo sasmer could be rishona v'im lo skam l'shem mitzvah be rishona tzarich livel be yashni l'kayim ha mitzvah ayin sham. What does the Minchas Chinuch say? He says you did one bia. You have to do another bia in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Right. So the first bia you did was kone. But it was no mitzvah. It was kona, but you didn't do the mitzvah, so you didn't have kavana. So you have to have a second bia to be mekayim the mitzvah, even if it was chayvi lavin, which means a rice to say doch losasim, you did it once without kavana. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah, you have to do it again to be mekayim the mitzvah. V'upelel ani yizvaiti, says the Imre Moshe himself. D'ma Yosef bia shnia l'kayim a mitzvah. How is the bia shnia going to help you mekayim the mitzvah? Achrei di parnasis ke ishlo chaldar, v'sagi lo beget, ma yifam shigiv ol shenis l'kayim mitzvah, arke kona usah. If you already had the kinyan the first time, then how is the second one a mitzvah? You already did the kinyan. It's already over and done with. There's no mitzvah to be boel. So basically, what does the Minchas Chinuch think? It sounds like, at least in this quote, that the Minchas Chinuch says, Kana aval lo ki a mitzvah v'tzarech livol sheinis. You were kona. But you didn't do the mitzvah, so you didn't have kavana, so do another bia to do the mitzvah. The another bia isn't kona anything. She's already your wife. But do another bia, and that'll count for the mitzvah. That shows the mitzvah is just the bia. Do another bia, that'll count for the mitzvah. The Imre Moshe says, what do you mean? How does doing another bia help? You already did the kinyan. It's too late. You can't be kona her twice. According to the Minchas Chinuch thinks, I don't care about being kona her. Being kona is a side effect. I care about doing the bia. You did one bia, could have been the mitzvah, you didn't have kavana. So do another bia, it'll be the mitzvah, the Imre Moshe.
Maybe there's nothing you can do.
Maybe there's nothing you can do. So what if your mitzvah is being kona? Maybe there's nothing you can do. You did it once and you messed up, and now it's too late. But the Imre Moshe now throws a curveball and says, V'gam be'emes, this kind of mitzvah gam king, came now call upon him kona, potor, zika, the sagil, the gitak, for his kind mitzvah, kosh, gizat, lamala. The Imre Moshe says, not only does it do you no good to be bowl a second time, because there's no kinyan in that second bia, he says you're even yotzei. Kiyem ha-mitzvah. Why are we mekayim the mitzvah if mitzvah shrinks kavana? Because mitzvah shrinks kavana is only when the mitzvah is to do a certain maisa, right? But if the mitzvah is to achieve a certain result, the result is there, it's there, right? If I build a makkah without kavana, then the Imre Moshe would say, Menachem would say, Then I was already mekayim the asay. I did it without kavanah. It doesn't matter. It's there. Only things that don't create a result, you need kavanah. The kavanah is ma'ati. But if the mitzvah is to have a certain result, if you have it, you have it. So he says, kiyam mitzvah, because the result is created. Or theoretically, you could have said like Aaron. Or you could say that lo kiyam ha-mitzvah, ve'ein lo takanah. Theoretically, you could say you didn't do the mitzvah, and it's too late to the mitzvah, you missed out on a mitzvah, nebuch for you. So you could have said you didn't do the mitzvah and it's too late, you missed out on the essay. Or you could say, no, mitzvah that's a totsa'ah, it's b'di'evet okay if you didn't have kavanah. Because the ikr is not the ma'aseh you did, the ikr is the result. And the result is a fact. Once you have the result, you don't need kavanah. If the classic example might be, some achronim understand, the famous Sifri, which says that if you drop money out of your pocket and a poor person finds it on the street, you get a big bracha. What's the proof of that? What mitzvah say is the proof of that?
Shecha,
right? So that shows, so some of the achronim point out, you didn't have kavanah. Isn't this a proof that what it disproved the honor mitzvah was kavanah? She says, no, here there's a result. The guy has your money. When there's adult saw, then the kavanah is not ma'akim. The kavanah is only ma'akim when it's an ephemeral maisa.
But he also says that once there's a kinyan, then all she needs is a get. He doesn't have to have a mitzvah of yibum. But wouldn't this go back to the bat gimel, where he's kona her, but he never did a mitzvah yet? That why should he need chalitza there? We said there she would need chalitza.
This Dimri Moshe is on the other Shinta. Dimri Moshe is saying according to the other side of the Chakira than the Yoni Yantif. Right? Dimri Moshe actually rejected the Yoni Yantif in both cases. Right? The Yoni Yantif is saying if the mitzvah is the Bia. The Dimri Moshe is saying no, I think the mitzvah is the Kenyan. And I'm sure my side of the Chakira is correct. The one other Nafkamina, yeah.
How do you have a kind of a no human mitzvah? Has that like make any sense? Like the whole point is like if I don't have a mitzvah, how is it konin? So is the whole point of mitzvah to do the mitzvah? If I don't do the mitzvah, how am I konin? Like is it
what do you mean? There's the mitzvah and then there's the kinyan. They're two separate things. The kachalo the isha means there's a kinyan. That's a side point. Sometimes I can do the side point without doing the main point, right? After all, I technically did a bia. That's technically konin. But if I didn't do it the way the Torah meant, then I'm not making the mitzvah. The kinyan is a technicality, it's not the mitzvah.
Then why would it go back to Erva? Because it's still acquisite.
So you'd have to say Hunter Benefila. Like you said earlier this year, obviously. Zev?
Just to clarify in my mind, if we hold Abba Shaul as Daraisa, meaning that it is Kepen on Nishma, how would that fit it? Could he still agree that the mitzvah is Niskanis, even though it's Kibu Pogia the Erva? Meaning that would be a separate issue if a person's not doing with any Kavanah?
That would be a little hard. Yeah. Okay, one last classic nafkamina is the first Minchas Chinuch, right? A lot of people know the first Minchas Chinuch. Sometimes people say, all right, I'm going to go to the Minchas Chinuch. So the first Minchas Chinuch asks an obvious question. The Gemara says, if you have a kid who's a mamzer, you go to Peruvu. So what's the obvious question?
Mitzvah Avera,
right? Now, you get out of it by saying it's a hechitzimzer that wasn't a favor. But the simple shot is, how do you have a kid who's a mamzer? Right, you're both chayvei priestess, right? So how do you yotze with a kid who's a mamzer? What do you mean? And it sounds like it means any kid who's a mamzer. It doesn't mean like a mamzer who sleeps with a mamzeres, you know, then the chayvei priestess. It sounds like even like a mamzer, a guy who's both ish or arayos or etc. So what if it's mitzvah avera? So what's the classic answer? The classic answer is no. Mitzvah avera is mitzvah is in a certain action. Okay, we can't give you credit for that action if it was an avera. But the totsa's here. It's he's going to live for 120 years. That's not an avera anymore. Right? If I build a maka on Shabbos, maybe I'm still yotze. I did the wrong way. But the mice, it's here. It's here during the week also. It's here forever. It's not an avera for it to keep being here. So is there a problem with mitzvah avera in Yibum or not? So says the Kovetz Aros, the bottom of the sheet. Tosu says, even if he's bola nida, it sounds like he's kona. Not only that, it sounds like he did a mitzvah. Because the Gemara of Psachim seems to say, they call it a mitzvah, he's boal yivimto nida. If you hold mitzvah, there is a din daraisa, a maika of a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah if she's a nida? We all know there's no heter to do the karis of nida for yibum. The old hekel shkaz b'klalach. This talking about mitzvah yasa mitzvah potter nechatas. The kibushu mitzvah papa veir mil osa mitzvah. So he says the thinks the whole problem, like, what's the whole point of, like, the shita that if you make a mistake and you end up doing a mitzvah, then you're potter from the chatas, even if you do an avera. What do you mean? If you do an avera, it's not a mitzvah. Isn't a mitzvah about an avera not a mitzvah? So how can someone who's bol, who's yavama, who's a nida, do a mitzvah? Mitzvah of avera. Yish Lomer says the Rav Chanan, time to mitzvah of avera, lo mahani elovatel kiyum a mitzvah. Mitzvah of avera is only vatel the kiyum of the mitzvah. But lo levatel is a hechshesh chol idea maisa. But it's not levatel the result that happens. Right? The result is still the result. Whatever happened still happened. Come up with Avram Mabel Shabbos Lovazman and Dafta Saver come up with Milik Shera. If I give a bris meal on Shabbos on the ninth day, I'm a Chal Shabbos. The kid still has a Mila. The kid's not an RL anymore because that's a result. It's a fact. Mela is kind of a Yamki. And when it comes to bris Mila, he says, the mitzvah is not to do the cutting. The mitzvah is to have a bris Mila. So the Mice said, there's no mitzvah of Avera in bris Mila. Because in the end, he has a bris Mila and that's not an Avera. Oh, he might have gotten there through an Avera. But the mitzvah itself is the result. The result's not an avera. The mitzvah she'et tino gnimo. The mitzvah is the result. Very small. They look shira and he's small. Davkei chashashiva atzmul guva mitzvah shayichach the mitzvah of avera. Only when the maisa is the mitzvah is the psal mitzvah of avera. Well, hech the ikar mitzvah told tzos ha-maisa, right? He uses the proper brisker terminology. He's a brisker. Learned by Rechaim. But when the mitzvah is told tzos, asiva atzmul guva mitzvah shayichach mitzvah, the maisa is just the hechsher mitzvah, the avera would go for my soul to say, the avera is in the action. But the result itself doesn't have an avera. Shabbat mitzvah is, of course, considered a kiyum. Right? So if I do bris milah and chil Shabbos, it's still a mitzvah. Why? Because in the end, he's Nemo, and him being Nemo is not an avera. I just happened to come about through an avera. If I do I puravu by being both high priestess and have a kid who's a twin boy and girl who's a mamzer, mamzerim, I'm a kai puravu. Because the mitzvah is to have the kids. And if I have kids, having them being alive is not an avera. It's not an avera for them to breathe. So that likewise here, v'chein b'vimto nida, the near b'divir toskam, the king b'herkeitza, the mitzvah of kinyan, says if you take the tzad, the mitzvah is the kinyan, the mitzvah is not the maisa kinyan, the mitzvah is the tzad, that she's your wife. The kinyan will shayach, the batal, the kinyan, time is over. You can't deny the fact that you married her. A marriage is a marriage, whether it was done by heter or by iser. Once she married, Mela is carrying some mitzvah. Rochanan is very clear. What about mitzvah haba'ah va'aveira? So if you would say the mitzvah is the maisa bia, then there would be, it would not be a mitzvah. If you took this side of the Hakira, you would say mitzvah of here is not a mitzvah. What if the guy's bol yivimto nida? Then he's not the guy in the mitzvah. Who said he was? Tosos. Okay, very nice for Tosos. And you know what? Even in Tosos, maybe it's Lashitasam and Sukkadaf test that they hold. That mitzvah of here is only full term of it. So that's not a problem, right? He knows you're going to say that. That's why he throws in if we assume it's a shoulder rice. But what does Rav Chanan say? Rav Chanan says no. It's still a kiyum mitzvah because of the totsah. Mitzvah's totsah, there's no psul mitzvah of avera, and this is the mitzvah totsah because the mitzvah is the kenyan, not the biyah. But if you hold like the afike yan, if the mitzvah is the biyah, not the kenyan, then obviously there wouldn't be a psul mitzvah of avera. And you know, tough luck, I'm going to kovot saros. Either say there's no mitzvah in yivimto nida, or say, even tos thought there was, he meant me to write there was, but me to rabbanon there isn't. Because the psul mitzvah of avera to rabbanon.
In terms of Milo or any other thing to do on Shabbos, so besides the mitzvah of Avera part, there's also Nenem in Maisa Shabbos, or you say mitzvahs lab the Nenem?
I think number one, you say mitzvahs lab the Hanos, no? And number two, the Nenem in Maisa Shabbos is only a Knas Rabbanan, and the Chora doesn't apply to the person who didn't do it after Shabbos, so it wouldn't be a big deal. Now, let's go back for a second. We didn't read everything in these Makoros. Let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch. We read the Minchas Chinuch as quoted in the Imre Moshe. That's not always fair. You have to see what the Minchas Chinuch says. So let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch, which is on the sheet. V'yidua das ro for Rishonim. Right, now we got our Chakira. We have a pretty clear Chakira. Okay, there are some details that still you need to work out. But we started with our Sugya. Is the Mitzvah Kinyan or is the Mitzvah Bia? The whole premise of our sugya from Daf Gimel and on, Reb Chaim says, sounds like mitzvah's bia. That's why there's a havin you could do yibum to arayos. Unless you get out and say no, the mitzvah's kinyan. What's the havin you do yibum to arayos? Either that you're allowed to marry, you can marry arayos when you have a heter bia, like the Rav, or like I want to say more mechudish, you're not marrying them, you're just continuing the existing marriage, and you're allowed to, and letosos, neged rashi, you can continue a marriage of a rice. Then we had some nafkaminas. Nafkaminas, what if you do bia, but the kinyan doesn't go through? Such as, for example, bentes latosos, or a more classic example, lack of a dekiyam, mamanda, if you broke rishon, you need a dekiyam, the mitzvah is bia, you retire it. At least if you're bentes, if you don't assume you need bia sakamazera, the mitzvah is kinyan, you weren't. Or, nafkaminas, we said more recently, what if you're konak, but you didn't do a proper bia? Obviously, you did a bia. Let's say you're konak, you didn't do a bia zera. So maybe that wouldn't be good enough. That's a big machlokes between the Ritva and Tosos when it comes to Tchilas Bia. Tosos says total mitzvah. Ritva says no mitzvah yet. And perhaps that would also be a machlokes. The Emre Moshe argues with the Oneg Yomtiv. He actually argues with this. He says, you are Mekayim the mitzvah. We'll come back to it. What if she or he is not old enough to have Zerah? So if the mitzvah is Kenyan, then at least according to Rashi, you're Kona. Mitzvah's over. If the mitzvah is Bia, maybe you'd be a Zera, and you would not be Kona yet. And we said maybe mitzvah Shiruch is Kavana. If the mitzvah is a Bia, you would need Kavana. If the mitzvah was a Kinyan, you shouldn't need Kavana, Hidyevet, because the Totsah is Chavana, Kavana. And the same idea for mitzvah of Aveira. If the mitzvah is Bia, you weren't Yotze with mitzvah of Aveira. If the mitzvah is Totsah, then who cares how it came about? With Kavanah, without Kavanah, with Avir, without Avir. The Maisa, the Totsah, is a fact on the ground, and it's a living, continuing Kiyum Mitzvah. Now let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you do a Das Ruv Rishonim. The Mitzvah Shuruch is Kavanah. V'lo Kavanah Lotz, you do Yotzeh Chovetz HaMitzvah. Right? That's at least a word Machra normally. Mitzvah Shuruch is Kavanah. If you do a Mitzvah Raisa, at least, without Kavanah, you have to go back and do it again. V'yath, the Yishov, the Mitzvah Zain, Shuruch is Kavanah, come walk. It's Kavanah Shalom, Lotzeh, Yisem, Yotzeh, Achba, Nosah, Gof, Mon, Chilos, Natzeh. And everyone agrees, all right, let's assume that if you have Kavanah not to be Yotzeh, you're not Yotzeh. When is the case that you're kona? The Gemara says, if you're bal yevintol shames nus, you're kona. Bein b'shogi, bein ba'onus kana. All those cases, you're kona without kavana. Ayin b'gemara, yom s'mendal and ronal, t'mar b'inam yikra, we learn from the pasuk. In k'in efshur, he the kona, Usai says, granted you're kona, v'avi ishto, and you're married, komakum mitzvah, shem yisparach lokiyam, you weren't mekayin the mitzvah, so you didn't have kavana, that's minchas chinuch. You're not Mekayim even without Kavanah. Kitzar Kavanah Latzeis, V'nafkamina, the Chovos HaMitzvah would tell us a lot. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina that you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, that you still do the Mitzvah, V'lo Yashen HaTeichav, and you should divorce it right away. Achiyovo Lo Shem Mitzvah, you have to bow her a second time, L'Shem Mitzvah, Mekayim the Mitzvah, to do the Mitzvah. V'chinim Nafm Fanam Chayvi Lavin, the Minator Miyavin, likewise, on the Daraisa level, before they made the Gzeira, if you have regular Chayvi Lavin, you're supposed to be Yavin, V'rak Bi Rishonav, will be a Shnia Aser Vlokin. Be Rishon is that say Dochel Osasa. Be Yishni is Aser. In Barishon alone is Kavin. For the first beer you weren't Miskavin, a dying mitzvah of Be Yishni. You still have a mitzvah say to do a Be Yishni. The Docha say is a Losasa. And the Be Yishni is Mutter, because it's Dochel Losasa. It's Arach Lekai Mitzvah, Gmot Sitz is a Gedoma. The Efshar Lomar, Dala Bia Sha'omer, Sha'in Miskavin Lashin Mitzvah, Im Kain in Yotza, Velokim Elav the Chavi Lavin. Maybe, this is the Efshar Lomar first, for the first beer you do that Kavani is Loke, because there's no Asay to Dochel Losasa. Then the second beer will have a Heter and won't be Loke. So this is the Minchas Chino. In the Efshar Lomar, what he thinks at first, he says that the mitzvah is the bia. The mitzvah is bia with kavana, nothing to do with kinyan. The first time you're kona, no mitzvah, you get malchus if it was chayv lavin, because you did no mitzvah. Second time you do the full mitzvah, say dochel osase. Okay, but let's continue. Ach is reishis ach paka. However, there's no problem with ishasach. That's exerus a custom that even zmat or ishasach. Ach dover zan yermi shasta in loken. I'll call upon him. However, he thinks that really you shouldn't get malchus the first time either, even without kavana. Ach I'll call upon him. Din zed the efshar mutul of the kain mitzvah say dochel mitzvah livol pam shni of a docha filu chayvi lav machzav say dochel osasin dochel amakein. He thinks maybe you weren't loke. Taka you shouldn't get malchus for the first bia, but you also have a mitzvah to do the second bia because you haven't done the mitzvah yet. He says, maybe every asay dochel osase, if you don't have kavana, you'd be, if you were tzitz with klein without kavana, you'd be loke. But here he thinks he has to change it up a little. In the end, he says, he changed it up, says, taka, you're not loke the first time, even though you didn't do the mitzvah yet. Why? Because makom kan zeres akasav dekana osa al kopanim loke. Since you were kona with the first beer, you're not loke. Etc. What does he say? There are in fact three opinions what happens if you're bowled without kavana. Right? What happens if you have yibam without kavana? The the Imre Moshe who rejects the Minchas Chinuch says you're Yotze with the first Bia, right? Because of the Totsah. The Minchas Chinuch at first says Loke for the first Bia and Mitzvah in the second Bia. But then what does the Minchas Chinuch say to Maskana? What's his maskana? His maskana is no. If you wore tzitzis with shatnez today without kavan and tomorrow with, today you get malchus, tomorrow would be a mitzvah. But if you do yibam of chayvi lavin without kavana, then he thinks that eino loke I'll be a rishona because you're a kone and mitzvah be a shnia. Basically, he thinks you don't get malchus the first bia, and you don't get malchus the second bia. First bia counts for something because you were kodeh. The second bia is when you do your kavana. So, what's pshat? What does it sound like in this Minchas Chinuch? Is it a mitzvah to be kodeh? Is it the kinyan a mitzvah? Yes, because that sort of takes away the you're not lokeh. Asei do chalosase. But if the kinyan is a mitzvah, why? Then what's the point to be a shnia? So, what does it sound like? Maybe the Minchas Chinuch really holds. Maybe holds, what do the briskers call it? Sveidinim. Right? Maybe the Minchas Chinuch's maskana maybe holds that maybe there are Beisdinim. After all, how many things does it say to do in the Pasuk? Two. Yavam Yavo Aleha Ulukacha Lo Leisha Aleph Yavo Aleha Beis Maybe there's two mitzvahs. Maybe, or two parts of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to be boel, and part of the mitzvah is to be kone. Usually they come together, but if you have one without the other, and the other without one, then they're both. Maybe this is the maskana of the Minchas Chinuch. Maskana of the Minchas Chinuch is there is some mitzvah in just kinyan, but there's still a mitzvah to do a ma'isabia bekavana. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch holds in the end, there's tzvei dinim in yibum. They're both parts of the mitzvah. The Torah wants you to have a bia and to have a kinyan. And the same bia usually does both things. But maybe that's when it doesn't, so you have to do two bias. Right? The Torah wants you to have a bia and be kone. The Torah also wants you to just have a bia and have a maisa mitzvah, a bia of yavama yavolela. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch really holds the maskana is something in between. The fifth you're boel once, that's not totally a non-mitzvah. That's not a non-mitzvah, because you were kone. Xeris and Utsu, you're kone. So if you were boel once, you did half the mitzvah. You did one aspect of the mitzvah, but you still have to be boel again because you didn't do the other aspect of the mitzvah. And if this is true in the Minchas Chinuch, then maybe that's pshat in the Ramban and the Rashba and Daf Chof and Beis. What do the Ramban and the Rashba say? Hera is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah continues through Gemara Bia. Why is the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah right away, but it continues through Gemara Bia? What's pshat? Maybe they hold this Sveidinim. Right away, you're mekayim the kinyan half of the mitzvah. But there's still more of a mitzvah to do the Yavami Yavala part of the mitzvah. So therefore, you're mekayim the mitzvah right away, but there's still, because you're mekayim one part of the mitzvah. But there's still another part of the mitzvah that tells you to go further and to finish the bia and do a bia ruri lakamas zera. So maybe the real pshat in the bottom of the Rashba is that they hold like this maskana in the mitzvah, you know, if we're interpreting properly. There are two parts of the mitzvah, yavam yavo lela and the kachlo leisha. I noticed this morning that the Rav in the Rishimas and Daf Beis of an Aleph, Agav on page 25 or something, gives this pshat in the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rav says, what's pshat in the Ramban and the Rashba? There's tzvei dinim. At Chilas Bia, he was Mekayim, Lukacha Lo Leisha. And then, there's still a mitzvah to continue through Sof Bia, because then he's Mekayim Yavama Yavo, Yavama Yavo Leha, and that's exactly the same as Minchas Chinuch. When he did without Kavani, he was Mekayim Lukacha Lo Leisha. So it's not an Avera. But, he's still a mitzvah to do it again, to be Mekayim Yavama Yavo Leha. Let me just add one point. The Imre Moshe himself, if you look at Osvav, Simon Vav Osvav, Mashahavi Rayami Rashidav Samachalvan Bays, what does he think is Pshad and Rashidav Samachalvan Bays about the Bas Gimel for Marjorie the Kamashanim, Acharzman Rabban says Or Sameach. He found the same idea in the Or Sameach, but it's clearer in him. Gavonis Rashi and Lashkasa or Ritva Bahafra, meaning Zera B Rishona to be a Shania. Doesn't mean the Riffin of Samach Aleph. So you have to figure out exactly what he's trying to say, but he said that maybe the Zika is already Nifka from the Bas Gimel. But there's still a mitzvah of Hakama Shame to continue. And he's comparing it to this, really, Ramban of the Rashba. So I think what perhaps the Oneg Yontif is trying to say for Rashi, the Yemei Moshe is saying for Rashi, is that really if he's Bol Bas Gimel, he's Mekayim L'Kachal Ola Isha. Now she doesn't need Chalitza anymore, and now he's Mekayim L'Kachal Ola Isha, Mavkiya the Zika, but there's still an additional tzad to the mitzvah of Hakama Shame of Yivam Yivam Lewa, which he wasn't Mekayim until later on. So maybe this is Rashi, Lefi Imrei Moshe. He uses a slightly different lashon, but maybe that's the same thing. He says that it's already you Yotza Yidei Zika Bibas Gimel V'yesh Mitzvas Hakom Hashem Livol Kishe Tagdil. Yeah, when she goes up, there's still another side of the mitzvah of Hakom Hashem, like the Rashi said, Nafchavim Beis. Yeah, you did the mitzvah of the Kachal Elisha, but there's still another aspect to the mitzvah of Hakom Hashem, of doing a bia that's roi to be making shame, and that you haven't been Mekayim yet till she's 12. So it could be that all these days hold, and in fact, there might be Tzvei Dinim in the mitzvah of Yibam. Maybe there's one aspect, perhaps the main aspect is to be Kona. But there's also a mitzvah, like the Mechassino sounds like the main aspect is the Bia. But there's also a mitzvah to do a Maisa Bia, Yivam Yivol Lehot, that is a Kama Shame. And therefore, if you do one without the other, let's say you have the Kinyan, but you don't have the Kama Shame yet, then you've done the mitzvah, but not Bishlei Musa. You've done the mitzvah, but there's still another part you haven't done yet. And that's what the Rabban Rashi means. You're Mekayim the mitzvah Harah, but it's still a mitzvah to continue, another after the mitzvah to continue through Gemara Bia. That's the Imrei Moshe saying for Rashi. You're Mekayim the mitzvah of Bas Gimel. But the Hakom Hashem, there's another aspect of the Chiyav to be bol again, like Shatagdil, but the Mekayim mitzvah is even Bishlei Musa. And maybe that's what Mechas Chinuch means. You're not considered done in Aveira. It's Docha Alav if you're just Kona, without Kavana. But there's still a mitzvah to be bol the Kavana, and Mekayim Yivama. Yavo Aleha. And that's what I noticed that the Rav says, at least in the day of the Rashba Daf Chav, that it could be, there's either possibility or maybe both sides are part of the mitzvah of Yibam.
If you're medayin from the pasuk of these two dinim, wouldn't the order be important also? You pick up that it's first Yavo Aleha and Yavo Aleha. I mean, there are a lot of mitzvahs where you have two.
Correct, you're saying it's
the order.
Often, whenever you have one without the other, the order is the opposite case, but it could be that's just to teach us an additional thing. That pasuk puts in that order to teach you that when you do bia, you bia is the way you're kona, which we might not have known. We might have thought you have to be kona through kesef shtar or bia, and be boel. So maybe just puts in that order to teach us that bia is what's kona, not kesef and shtar. Mm-hmm. That doesn't kill me.
Maybe a similar question, but could it be that we require both, but they both have to be happening at the same time? You can't split them up. We require a bia that is kona.
Clearly kesef and shtar are not gomer. Right, at least, you know, Menastam. And therefore you can't be Mekayim like them at different times.
Yeah, that would make sense. Just the Rashi and the Ramban, so you have to, they're both a mitzvah because you're doing the Kinyan and the Bia at the same time.
But no, the Rashi and the Ramban over there, where it's all one long Maisa.
Yeah.
Correct, you could say it's true one long Maisa, but not in two separate Maisas, like the Imrei Moshe wants to say for Rashi or the Mechassino. So that's definitely possible.
In other words, all these sheetahs that say, instead of calling it, why can't you call it a talich? Why do you have to call it two discrete points? Why don't you just call it a retzer?
The mitzvah to complete the to go from one to the other.
The mitzvah is to do this retzer can be longer, it can be instantaneous, or it could be.
Right, I think it's possible. Yeah.
Tosfos quotes the chaf also about Bia Shelo Kedarka.
So theoretically, what you might say is that Biyashalo Kedarka, theoretically someone could say that Biyashalo Kedarka maybe is a kinyan, but it's not a mitzvah at all. If you say the mitzvah is Biyas HaKamashim, someone could theoretically say that. Say, oh, why is it Mutter? Because it's Hutcher Benefila. Or you could say that Biyashalo Kedarka is one aspect of the mitzvah, but you still have a mitzvah to go on to be a Kedarka to do the other aspect of the mitzvah. Correct. You could certainly say that. I don't have any chorus off the top of my head. Maybe they exist, but I think that that would definitely be what comes out.
How does this make sense with Bibishona to be a Shania? Like, how does that, because according to that, there's no you can't do Hakamashim then.
Why? Why can't you do Hakamashim to be a Rishona?
No, because Chayvilamim, how can you?
No, so Chayvilamim will do be a Rishona, and that's Hakamashim. No, what you're asking me is why don't you have to keep being bold until you have a kid? So that is an interesting question, but the answer must be because you only have to try. You know, after all, what's the difference between one be'ila and 1,000 be'ilas, right? There are people who are married for 100 years and never have kids, right? Right? And not as common nowadays, but we all know lots of people from history who never had kids. So the answer is that, yeah, all you have to do is do a be'ila that tries to become a shame. The results, you're not responsible for. Now, I just want to step back for 1 second and ask, we're not a chumash here, but does this have something to do with the Tamiya mitzvos behind the Tamiya mitzvos behind the mitzvah of Yibam? Okay, who remembers all the way back to Parshas Vayeshev? Anyone remember Parshas Vayeshev? It wasn't so long ago, right? So, maybe we're ready, so it's Wednesday. We forgot about Parshas Vayeshev. But what did Yehuda say to Onan? Baal Eishas Achicha, V'yabei Mosa, V'akem Zera Le'achicha, V'yeda Onan Ki, Lo Lo Yehazara, etc. Okay, what Yehuda says, V'akem Zera Le'achicha, right? Have kids for him. And he meant that in the most literal sense. How do we know he meant that in a very literal sense? Because Onan knew that literally the kids born from his Shechva Zera would be heirs, and therefore, he literally took the Shechva Zera and was not willing to give it to his Yavama, and instead was Shecheis Arza, because he knew that Zera would create kids for his brother and not for him. So that's obviously the Pashup shot, right? We see from that story of Yehuda that it's not, sometimes you just have a mitzvah, it's open to interpretation, right? We know it says this and it can mean different things, literally, not literally. Yehuda and Tamar, we see very, very clear, there's a whole story. In stories often, there's not much room for interpretation. What happened, happened. What happened was very clear that Onan understood that literally the Zera, which would turn into an Uber, which would turn into a baby, was not his, was for his brother. Therefore, he, for whatever reason, he was an evil fellow, the Chumash says, so he didn't want to do this. But seeing Pashup Shat, the mitzvah of Yibam, the Tamiya mitzvah, the reason the mitzvah of Yibam is because Nebuchadnezzar died without kids. So Nebuchadnezzar dies without kids, what can you do? You know, it's so if I hear that someone in Thailand died without kids, so it's very sad for him, but there's not much you can do about it. But if the guy happens to have good luck to have a brother, Benachla, in the Mishpacha, then his brother can step into his shoes because he's close enough, and he can have the kids on his behalf. Right? That'll have kids, and the kids will be the continuation of the mace. That is Pasha Pshat in the mitzvah of Yibam, is to have kids for the mace. Okay, so what side of the Chakira does that work well for? The tzad of Bia. Bia is how you have kids for the mace, right? Certainly. Okay, nowadays we can be much more creative with modern technology. Classically, if you're not willing to use any fancy technology, that's the only way to do it. You have Bia, and you're making Zera to the mace. Okay, so what's the tzad of the Chakira that says the mitzvah is Kinyan? So can you explain this within Yehuda and Tamar also? Why would you say the mitzvah is Kinyan and not Bia? Would there be a Balabatish logic to that? If the mitzvahs have kids, why are the mitzvahs be Kinyan and not Bia?
There's, I, here, right? Because the whole other side of Yibum is of the Nachala. I don't think Nachala is over there, but...
What, you mean to take his Nachla? Okay, that's a little funny.
In regular Yibum, when you talk about that...
Yeah, you want to take it, right, but again, if you don't have kids, then what does it, if you don't have kids, then what does it mean? If you don't have kids, what that means is that you take his Nachla and keep it. All right, I'm not sure that sounds to me like a good deal. I take someone's Nachla and I keep it. Doesn't sound very idealistic or spiritual to me. Someone dies, a brother dies, and Taka, I don't know, he comes from a big family and there are 12 brothers, for example. We've heard of a family like that. And so instead of getting an 11th of his Yerusha, or instead of, the father getting the Yerusha, so instead of getting an 11th of Yerusha, I take all the Yerusha. Okay, but at first glance, that doesn't seem to me to be like a big mitzvah to take someone's money. I mean, if anyone's eyes and you want me to take their money, I'm willing to do it even without a scar of a mitzvah. That would be fine with me. So you might want to get a little deeper. So let me first just give very balabatish. What is the, if you wanted to say, you never know. One, this doesn't really depend on Tamei mitzvahs. Sometimes Tamei mitzvahs is one thing, and the lumdus is whatever it says in the Gzeiros HaKasa. But if you wanted to make a correspondence between the lumdus and the Tamei HaMitzvos, then the day of Bia makes perfect sense. The day of Bia makes perfect sense, right? The point of mitzvah is V'hakeim Zera Le'achicha. What about the point that the mainstream shot is Kenyan? That's the Das Yochid Bia. The mainstream shot is Kenyan. The Notre Dame and the Chassam Sofer both agree. If you're bold with that Eidim, you're not the Kaim of Mitzvah, even though you did a Gevaldik Bia, because you don't have the Kenyan. And if you have Run, Bia Shlo Kedark, and all the other things, most postmen agree you did the Mitzvah, even though it wasn't such a great Bia. So what could you say? So one derech to say is that, well, let's think about it. Just practically, I wanted Reuven to have kids with Leah. Right? For example. So, what would you advise me to do? I have the choice. I could tell them to do a Bia, or I could tell them to get married. What gives me the best odds? All right, do a Bia. What are the odds? I don't know. So you have to ask the scientists. I'm sure they have statistical studies, and they'll tell you the odds are, I'm just making up a number out of clear blue, the odds are 4% that she'll have a kid if they have a Bia. Right? Do you know the odds?
No, I'm just saying that.
Yeah, 4%. I know some of the odds in like the journals. They say that for some things, I don't know. They say average couple, they get married and be regularly for 6 months. Their odds are only 50-50, right? So you get one Bia, the odds are pretty slim. So but what if they get married? Then you know what? If they get married, they might never do a Bia. They might get divorced the next day. But usually, when people get married, they stay married and do a lot of Bias for a long time and end up having kids. So practically, getting married makes it pretty likely you'll have kids. Now, theoretically, I can get married, even do Kedusha Bia. I can do Bia Shlo Kedak or Hera, have no chance of having kids, and give her a get 3 seconds later. Theoretically, it could have 0%. But in the real world, if you marry someone, then it's decent odds you'll end up having kids. Because, you're married to her, so you want to stay married to her until you see that it's not working out, so you'll stay married for a while. When you're married to someone, then there ends up being conjugal relations, and eventually, so it could just be that practically, you could just say that Kenyan leads to Hakamas Zera. Kenyan itself is not definition of Hakamas Zera. You could be Kona without Hakamas Zera. But usually, Derech HaOlam Kenyan leads to Hakamas Zera. So it could be that, really, we all know what Yibum is about. Yibum is about Hakamas Zera. But the question, did the Torah say, do a mice of potential Hakamas Zera? Or did the Torah say, do a mice that leads to Hakamas Zera? And that's the Hakira. A mice of Hakamas Zera? Or a mice that leads to Hakamas Zera? All right. Or maybe both. Do a mice that leads to Hakamas Zera, and then give it a try, and then actually try. So it could be both, right? Or you should, maximize the odds. How do you maximize the odds? Do a bia v'kama zera and get married and then try to keep it up. We can't tell you to do bias for the next 100 years. That would be too tough. So I said, get married and give it at least one try. And if you get married, give it at least one try, then that's really maximizing the odds of ending up having zera. That's one way of looking at it. However,
that would mean, according to that logic, that after the first bia, you're behind the mitzvah, there's no requirement. Even if you're married, there's other reasons. But, I mean, besides that, there's no reason to do anything else afterwards.
That you have to admit. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to have bia shnia once you're married. Meaning, you mean other reasons. There is a din of sherech sozva ona, but you're allowed to get divorced. But there's also a get in the Torah, right? If a husband wants, remember before him during Gershom, if he wants, he can get married, do one bia, and then give her a get, and he will not be in, he might be in violation of the spirit of the law, but he will not be in violation of the letter of the halacha, and that's okay, but that's how halacha works. Like, the halacha tells you to do some action that usually leads to where we want you to get, and then you have the choice to, take it to where you want to go, or to be yotzei in a minimal fashion. That's true of all halachas. So nothing, nothing can do about that. Now, however, not so pashut. Why is it not so pashut? Because of the Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet. What do I mean, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet? Who took Intro to Bible in YU? Who took Intro to Bible here? Okay, so, what's the only Gemara in Yevamos you learned in Intro to Bible? Ain't Mikra Yosef shoot up, except for how many cases? Except for one. V'haya b'chor she'tileid yokol she'nochiv ha'meis. Right? Which means that you have a baby. And the first baby you have counts as the descendant of the mace. Right? Maybe you call him the name of the mace, maybe you don't. But clearly you give him the nachal of the mace and he counts as zera ha'meis. That's the only Mikra Yosef shoot up. Instead, what it means is that the oldest brother does yibam and he finds a wife who's capable of having babies, who's not an islandist, who's a good wife. The oldest brother finds a good wife and does yibam, and the oldest brother takes the place of the mace and gets his nachla and his wife. That's what it means once the mikra is yotzei yudei pshuto. Okay, why is this the only mikra in the Torah to be yotzei yudei pshuto? Maybe we'll see what we can do with that. But that's the mikra yotzei yudei pshuto. So hold on a second. If the mikra is yotzei yudei pshuto, then the question becomes, the mikra is yotzei midei pshuto in terms of the technical halacha. Very often, the mikra is yotzei midei pshuto in halacha, but it still means what we think it means. What did the Rambam say in the beginning of Chovel Umazik? Ayin tachas ayin means that if I poke out your eye, I deserve to have my eye poked out. But technically, the drasha tells me that the way business works in a practical life is that they make me pay money because there's too many side problems of poking out my eye. Right? Meaning, so sometimes you can have a drasha, but that doesn't change the spirit of the pshat intention of the Chumash. Or no, maybe if this is the one case Mikra Yosef Shuto, what that's telling us is that. No, we have a new way of looking at Yibam. Mikra Yosef Shuto, and don't bring rayas from Yehuda. Yehuda was before Matan Torah, right? We can't bring rayas from before Matan Torah, right? The Rama famously says that, famously says more than one place, right? We don't refrain from eating Gid Anasha because of what happened with Yaakov. We don't get a bris milah because of what happened with Avram, although that's a little more iffy. And we don't do Shivim Avelos because of what we're going to lay in 2.5 weeks, what they did for Yaakov Avinu, right? And that's a different story before Matan Torah. Some things we still do, some things we don't. That depends on what it says in Matan Torah, right? And the matter of fact, something before Matan Torah, Taka, the opposite nowadays, right? What before Matan Torah is a big mitzvah, now is a big Avera.
There are two sisters.
Perhaps. But I was thinking more of Matseva, right? Right? Rashi points out, right? Who can be others? So I give him rise before Matan Torah. So fine, but maybe Mikra Yeshuto means maybe Yotzei Yeshuto. You think it's about Hakama Zera? No, it's really not. So maybe you could say that's the machlokas of this Chakira. They're not arguing on the side details of how did Hashem decide to get you to make Zera for your brother? Did he decide to tell you to do a mice of Zera or to tell you to like put yourself in a situation where you're likely to have Zera or both? No, maybe it's a machlokas about Mikra Yotzei Yeshuto. Is Mikra Yotzei Yeshuto technicalities? The point is Hakim Zera Lachicha. However, technically the way you do it is by having the Bechor, the oldest brother, do a bia with the wife who's not an islandist and take his nachla, and then it'll be likely that'll have Zera Lachicha. The Rabbanel actually even says, even though he's going to make it a little more complicated,
thing he says at the end, he says, and even though really the Torah doesn't say that the Nachla, the dead brother, goes to the oldest kid you have with his wife, I mean, Stama, in the old days, everyone's minute would be that on their deathbed, they would give the Nachla they got from their brother to the oldest son they had with his wife. Right? And they'd be making Zerah. So it could be that the mitzvah is still hakim Zerah, even though we change some halachic, even though the Chazal, Darshan, that some of the halachic details turn out not the way you would have thought. All right, but it doesn't change the spirit of the halacha, or maybe no. Maybe this is the fundamental machlokis. Is the mitzvah called a Zerah like before Matan Torah? We don't know. Or maybe after Matan Torah, it's a different mitzvah. Maybe after Matan Torah, the mitzvah is, well, what would be the mitzvah if not a kamazera? The mitzvah is not to have a kid in place of your dead brother. The mitzvah is?
Take the wife.
Why? Use my lashon. The mitzvah is not to have a kid in place of the dead brother. That's the pshuto. What's a yotzi b'dei pshuto? The mitzvah is not to have a baby in place of the dead brother. The mitzvah is for? For you to be in place of the dead brother. The yavam, not he should have a baby for his brother. He should take over his brother. What two things does he do to take over his brother? He takes his wife, and he takes his nachla. Again, one way of saying it, taking the wife and taking the nachla, those are very mean things to do to someone who dies. Those are very callous things. The only reason that's mutter is because the way for you to have, the way to set you up to have kids for him. So you'll have a wife who's able to bear the kids and have some money to support the kids. You know, the kids will feel a shaychus. You know, but no, maybe, no, that's goof of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for the yavan to become b'shem achiv. Nothing to do with having kids. For him to become b'shem achiv, right? You still have to say it's a funny zeros of custody, he can't be a sris. But for him to become, she can be an islandess. For him to become b'shem achiv and take his nachla and his wife. I noticed, actually, I apologize, I didn't quite put this on the Korah sheet, but the Rabbeinu Bachya a little later, in Pasuk Tes, says three different drachim to interpret Yibam and Chalitza. He has the Kabbalistic way, the Midrashic way, and the Pshat way. And he says, the Pshat is Batam Mitzvah Yibam, Kedesh Yishar, Amom and Eliyam showed this to me. The base Hamas will Yim Shal Zar al Ishri Al Nechasav, Kin Shakas will see Yisha Mesa Chutz al Ishzar, Givazel and Dait Shal Meski, Yerotza Shim Shal Achiv Al Nechasav Al Ishtar Yosemi Acher, Kevich Ein Lozera. What's the mitzvah of Yibam? Perhaps not to have kids. Once he doesn't have kids, he'd rather that his Nachlin, his wife, went with his brother than not. Meaning, what would happen otherwise? His wife would go and marry a stranger. Maybe she marries worst enemy. Who knows? You know, and his Nachla would get split up among all the relatives. And then it wouldn't be Nicker anymore, right? Like, he wouldn't know who to get parceled up the different land, and it wouldn't look like his Nachla anymore. But what does he want? The best Nachla's Ruach for him is that even though he's not here, at least his wife is still living in the same house. She's still helping out in the same field. And, you know, his legacy goes on to the best it can. He doesn't have any kids. But at least, you know, his wife is still in the house, still with the same field. And they're called by his, you know, if his wife goes and moves to, you know, Los Angeles and marries some guy named Goldberg. And his house gets split up between six brothers. They sell it on the market so they can split the money. Because what are they going to do with the six of the house? And his field, they parcel up and you plant cucumbers on one part and tomatoes in the other part. And it doesn't even look like a field anymore. Then no one even notices that he exists. If at least his wife's still living in the same house, just with a different man who looks like him, Taka. His wife's still living in the house with someone who reminds you of him. And the house is still with the same field, and they're still planting the same things, like kaimi, you know, and you walk into the house and you see the same dishes and, you know, the same rug on the floor, and it's kept in the same way, and they cook the same food. Then everyone walks around. Here I'm adding to Rabbeinu Bachya, I'm taking from the Rabbi from the Malbim. Everyone walks in and says, ah, of course, this is, you know, Reuven of blessed memory. This is the way he ran his household. You know, they all remember him. He has a kama shame. They remember him because his way of life continues. So maybe you could say either, like the Rabbeinu Bachya hints at, and the Malbim takes a little further, although it makes it a little more complicated, we'll see. Either you could say, like the Rabbeinu Bachya and the Malbim, that the mitzvah is to continue the lifestyle of the mace. This is based on Rabbeinu Bachya and the Malbim. And it's that he is in place of the mace. Or, what did the Rabbanel say? Maybe who's the mitzvah for? What does he suggest?
Again, he makes speaking. For the wife! No, what happens? Think about it. A guy dies with a house full of kids. What happens to his wife? She raises the kids, and then they support her in her old age, and they take care of her, and they keep her company, and they help out in the house, and, you know, it's very tough. In our world, maybe it would work out differently practically. But, you know, you got to go back a couple thousand years. You know, it's tough being a single mother, but remember, in those days, you know, kids earn their keep. It's tough being a single, right? What does the Gemara say? The wife is a tina, she needs kids, even though she's not chayim peruvu, because she needs a staff for old age and a mara l'kvura, right? And she has kids to help her out. She has mishpacha. What happens to the wife if she is? Nowadays we're used to, you know, women living single, etc., etc., right? So you don't feel it the same way. You have to go back a couple thousand years. But what happens to the wife? Tavla Meis Tavla, do you have to remember, right? Without getting into the Rav Meir Rakhman. What happens to the wife who, she died, the husband dies without kids, right? First of all, if the husband dies with kids, then the kids inherit the house, and she continues her way of life, and she has people to take care of her when she gets old. Husband dies without kids, the wife's not Yorish, right? So first of all, they kick her out of the house onto the street, and then she has no one to take care of her, and no relatives, and she has to go and try and find another shidduch, which is not so pasha for almana in the old days, not so pasha nowadays either. So she's kicked out on the street, and she has no one in the world to take care of her. So that's a nevuk for the wife. So the Torah says, Yevami Yevaleha Vulkan Lelisha, that what does your dead brother want? He wants you to at least take care of his wife when he passes. He has no kids, but at least take care of his wife and don't kick her out on the street without anyone. Marry her, take the nachla, keep her in the same house, keep her in the same, support her with the same sadeh, and let her at least continue her lifestyle. So that's what Rabbi Nel says. Or, mitzvah is to take care of the wife. That's based on the of Rabbi Nel, right? So it could be that maybe we have a fundamental machlokas here about the nature of the mitzvah of Yibam. If the mitzvah of Yibam is l'hakim zera, like pshuta shel mikra, if the tamei mitzvah sticks with the pshuta shel mikra, then okay, the mitzvah should be via perhaps. But if no, mikra yuzma pshuta l'gamre, tamei mitzvah is not what it sounds like before Matan Torah. It's not what it sounds like from a pshat reading the psukim. Tamei mitzvah is habichor, whose yokum al shem achiv ames, is not the baby. Habachor is the Yavam. Then the Yavam is making Shem Achav Ames. How the Yavam come on Shem Ames? Either because he continues his lifestyle or because he at least takes care of his wife. So that's the Chakira. Who is come al Shem? Right? Who? No. That's too close. What have I not used yet? All right. I'm going to use green. I don't see blue. Alright, must try that. Who is come al shame hames? Is it the Ben? Or is it the Yavam, like the Drash? Do we take shooter so make the Ben is come al shame hames? Just in terms of practically, we implemented it a little differently. Well, no, the Yavam's Kamal Shem. Why? Who cares that Yavam Kamal Shem Achim Ames? Isn't he just stealing his stuff? No, either he's continuing his lifestyle and people remember that the mace exists. He keeps the shame alive, so everyone remembers him because here's his wife in his house and they see the continuation. Or he at least takes care of his wife and doesn't kick her out on the street. These are two fundamentally different ways of understanding the other Manda Amar. And this is Ravina Bachi in the Pshat, but even Halacha L'maisa, the Malbim and the Abarvanel both actually come back and say two reasons. The Malbim and the Abarvanel both say, Taka, there are Tzvei Dinim, there are two reasons, just like maybe there are Tzvei Dinim. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, the way the Rav interpreted and maybe some other Achronim in the lunch of the mitzvah, the Abarvanel and the Malbim both say they're Tzvei Dinim and the Tamiya mitzvahs, and then it would be obvious that those would correspond to the Tzvei Dinim. There's one din to have kids for him,
And there's another din, and Rabbi Nachman also might agree, because I'll be Kabbalah, he says, let's have the kids, and I'll be Pshat. You know, that's just the difference between the Kabbalah and the Pshat, so maybe you would also agree. Rabbi Nachman, we can add him here also. He doesn't say two reasons. He says Pshat is one reason, Kabbalah is the other reason. But maybe that adds up to two reasons. I don't know. You have to ask what the real issue between Pshat and Kabbalah, which is a very, very difficult philosophical question. We're not going to deal with now. But he also says two reasons. Right, so Barbanel says, he says, if you want to go with Pshat, truth is that he also says, brings in the Kabbalah. He says, after all, this doesn't say even time. Ah, here goes, from his card of Pshat, Amaram, Blue, he says, they were we should sit the Torah, Luzchus HaMeis, will be his night, Luzchus Ishto. There's one to make the mace feel better, because now he's going to have kids. And there's one to make his wife feel better, that she's not kicked out on the street. And the Malbim says the same thing. He says, one reason to have Zera for him. And the other reason is to continue his lifestyle. By the fact people remember him because his legacy stays together. The Malbim actually is an interesting part. He says that it only counts as the mitzvah of a kama zera if you have zera if she gets pregnant be rishona. Because once she doesn't get pregnant be rishona, then it's nasas ke'ishto l'chol davar. Now she's not ish namesh anymore. So, but nonetheless, he says this is veidina. If she gets pregnant be rishona, you're mekayim the din of zera. And even if not, when you marry him, kind of the din of continuing his legacy because people remember him. And likewise says the Abarbanel, that there's faith in him. If you end up having kids, he says, if you ever end up having kids, you're Micaiah making him feel good that he's going to have kids named after him. And the Abarbanel says, and Mestama, you'll name the kids after him, even though Chazal say you don't have to. And Mestama, you'll give that kid his field, even though Chazal say you don't have to. So this is even if you don't have kids, you'll at least take care of his wife, she won't be thrown out on the street. And there are two reasons behind the mitzvah of Yibam. So I think it would be very nice if there really were two reasons behind the mitzvah of Yibam, and that was the complex interaction between Shuvah Shel Mikra and the non-Shuvah Shel Mikra. Right? Because there's two reasons behind it. Doesn't mean Mikra Yotzi V'dei Pshuto Lagamri Lagamri. It means that, you know, this is the one case where halachically, there are going to be two levels, the pshat level and the non-pshat level, and all the halachas are going to go with the non-pshat level. Okay. Or at least the main halachas are going to go with the non-pshat level. But really, there are two dinim, that would make perfect sense. Yivam Yivol is one of the mitzvahs. That is Hakama Zera. And Ulukav Lul Isha is the other mitzvah, taking care of the wife or continuing his memory in the eyes of the townspeople, because they see his lifestyle continuing, would be Ulukav Lul Isha. And that would fit very much with what the Rav said in the Ramban and Rashba on Daf on Daf Chaf.
According to Barbel, the story of Buddha and Tamar actually fits very well with that. Because the kind of the second half of the story of where things go wrong is about that Tamar essentially abandoned and nobody's taking care of her. That's like the second half of the story.
Correct. Actually, right. Once you say Tzvedinim, A, Yehuda and Tamar makes sense because that's at least one din. And according to the Barbel, actually both dinim are Meduyik there because the Torah start, that parak starts with the idea of a Kama Zera, and it ends with the idea of not kicking the not out on the street, but not sending her back as, you know, to spinster, not sentencing her to eternal spinsterhood, Bevesa Via. So that would be very meduyak in the story of Yehuda and Tamar, which the Reverend L actually deals with there, although I don't know if he makes this exact connection, but maybe he meant to imply it. It's actually a relatively short Reverend L, so you can read through it and check. Yeah.
You tie it together, I think Rob mentioned the whole concept of Truma and the Almana of Kohen. I mean, she's faced part of what he was, does not throw her back to her father.
Right, exactly. If he had kids, then she's still in the household, right? It's only if he has no kids and she gets thrown back to her father's house, like Tamar did, and that's what you want to avoid. Very good.
Also, I was thinking that you need the two dinim, it's not enough just to say for the Isha because they go bust out the man, meaning if the man had children and this woman never had children, there still wouldn't be a din of Yibam. Even though presumably those stepchildren might not be taken.
Might still kick her out of the house. Right, so that is a very good hara. That's correct. Meaning no one says to take care of the wife alone.
Yeah.
The Rebbe Bach is on pshat level, it's the continuous legacy alone. But no one says to take care of the wife alone, and as you point out, that might be difficult because it does say, Zumeis achad mehem ubein ein lo. Not to mention the fact that also, why don't you have to marry all the wives? So you could say, we don't want to react to you so much. But, and also in general, meaning if you say it's not to have kids, then why is a stris excluded? And why is an almanah, an islet excluded, etc.?
say just stand zeres and gossip, because you know what, they were already not fulfilled in the first place, so we don't have to worry about them so much. But it works much better if you say the Sveitin.
This is the order of the pasuk. I mean, even if the Sveitin, are they an equal level, or is the one primary and one secondary?
That is a good question. The Rabbanel just seems to make them equal, but the Malbim says, it's funny, before Matan Torah, the Iker was really just the Hakamah Zera. Why? Because before Matan Torah, there was no Halacha, and therefore, you could marry her, and she could still be the Eish Tameis and still have Zera for him. After Matan Torah, he thinks a technicality popped up, that once you marry her, if she's your wife, she's not the Eish Tameis, and if she's Eish Tameis, then she can't be your wife. So therefore, you only have one chance to make him Zera. So he says, after Matan Torah, the Zera is Tafel, and the Kenyan is the Iker.
This could be a Rishon.
What? Right, but if it could only be from the Rishon, then it can't be the Iker, obviously, because, like, it's 99% of the time not going to happen.
But if there is Zera from the Rishon,
then you're attacking both sides, correct. Anyway, okay, so that's some Yesodos of Yibam, yes?
Would enough communion between these two, Atalcha Maisa, be a person wants to, you know, follow also like the spirit of the law. Is he a null versus a tarif? He does even gives a get the next day?
L'chori, you'd think according to all the spars, you're a null versus a tarif, no?
No, I'm saying if the mitzvah is just bia, there happens to be a side thing.
Yeah, but if the mitzvah is just bia, the tame mitzvah is far kama zera. Now, it depends if she gets pregnant. Right? But l'chora, he's not going to know that. For 30 days, or even nowadays, I don't know, or got to take more than a minute to find out if you're pregnant. I don't know what the earliest you can is, but I'm sure it's going to take at least a couple days. So therefore, I wouldn't necessarily make that after me now. Okay.
Where were we? One thing we did not yet discuss is Tosin on Daf Tesim and Aleph. Okay, we have to end where we started. How do we start this whole conversation? Again, I was looking for an excuse to just discuss the Yesod of the Mitzvah of Yibam, because, you know, I realized it's already Hanukkah time, and there's like, you know, four or five things that I promised myself that we'd stick in somewhere, so we at least don't see one. But how do we start with? We started with Rav Chaim and then the Afika Yam's Diyuk. What's the half amina to have? What's the half amina to have Yibam by Arias if you can't be Koneh? Maybe that proves the mitzvah is Bia. So interestingly, let's look at Tosfos from Daf Tesim and Aleph. Ari Yisur Mitzvah Yisur Kedusha to plead Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. It's not about Daf Tesim and Aleph, as Tosfos himself says. Bechol Duchti, all over Shas, and Taka Tosfos is right. Meaning, it really does say this. Bechol Duchti, Pshitele L'Shas B'chavi Lavin L'Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva's special sheet about Chayvi Lavin, anyone? Ain't Kedushin Tosfos B'Chayvi Lavin. He considers Chayvi Lavin like a Arayas. V'chol dukti pshit le'ilo shas b'Chayvi Lavin. Rabbi Kiva da'amar ain't Kedushin Tosfos B'Chayvi Lavin. Lav ne'chalitza v'yivim ninu kamo Chayvi Krisos. According to the way we paskin hacho, v'ha'ara gavetsu adak v'shafcho, peridel misos. All over Shas, he gives you three places. All over Shas, it's Pasha that there's no Yibam Chayvi Lavin according to Rabbi Akiva. And Tosos asks, "Betame Lari, da my lo rina nami lo Akiva de leisa seva lekulosase." Why not? Why isn't there Yibam Chayvi Lavin leaving to Rabbi Akiva? Says the Tema. We know why isn't there Yibam Chayvi Krisos. Someone told me why there's no Yibam Chayvi Krisos. Why isn't there Yibam Chayvi Krisos? A, Inasei Dochulos Asriyish Bokaris, and B, Xeris Agassim, right? What's the Xeris Agassim talking about? It's talking about Chayve Krisos, right? Achuzisha, right? As the Gemara said in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in the original foundational Brisa, it says, Ma Achuzish Mucheneshi, Erev of Chayinos, Dona Karis Yashi Gazakatas, Avkosh, and Evanos, Dona Karis Yashi Gazakatas, etc. But Chayvi Lavin, why shouldn't you be Chayvi Lavin? Even though Kedushin aren't Tofsin. After all, a Sei Dochelos Aseh, right? Rabbi Akiva doesn't argue about the law of rules of a Sei Dochelos Aseh. So why can't you do Yibam Chayvi Lavin according to Rabbi Akiva? Good question, right? And Tosu says, sorry, and he doesn't answer. Anyone want to answer? Why can't you do Yibam Chayvi Lavin Aliba de Rabbi Akiva? Right? Tosos, question of Tosos.
Lama ein yibam bechai ve'lavin aliba de Rabbi Akiva.
The fact that it's compared to Erevah, that's what...
What does the Tosus Rush say? He first has an answer in Doha. The Tosus Rush answers. Who does this belong to? This belongs to... I'm new to it, so I'll bring it to but the Tosus Rush answers, in the end, he says, you know why? Because, Rebbeinu Meir Kassav, he quotes from my Rabbi Rutenberg, Deshema came to Akiva Darsh lo yala knaf av lanus daviv, iska shla ishas aviv, he says lo yala knaf aviv is referring to Chayvi Lab, remember anusas aviv, earlier, Dathal and Aleph, and it's right next to lo yikach ish ish daviv, which is Chayvi Krisos. He has a special hekesh between Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisos. Rabbi Akiva gets his whole sheet from Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "Lo yigal knaf aviv," is referring to a nusas aviv as Chayvi Lavin, and it's like Chayvi Krisos. It's not just like; it's next to in the pasuk. We all know when something's next to something's in the pasuk, that's called a hekesh. So therefore, he has a special gzeres of a hekesh between Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisos. Okay. Can't argue on a hekesh. So one answer is the Tosus Rush hekesh lechayve krisus. Okay, hekesh lechayve krisus. I don't think there's much you can say about that. But anyone have another answer? Right. What? Okay, but let's just take that, I guess, one step early. Say the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva right there. Who do we find first? We found the Rashba here. Say the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva al-Atar. They answer the question. They say, V'yesh lomar, dila Rebbe Akiva, goli rachmanim chai v'krisas, lo tofsi b'kudushin. Bu'adin chai v'lavin, v'inudav v'kiva, Rebbe Akiva, in v'yadu Rebbe Akiva, hachna v'sfir lei. Rabbi Akiva understood, it's not a general hekesh of Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisos. He understood the reason there's no Yibam and Chayvi Krisos is because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. And Tos Rush points out that works very well for Rebbe, who learned from Olkacha, Lafuke things don't have people who don't Tfisas Kiddushin, but even for the Chacham from Aleha. Rabbi Akiva understood, and the Ritva even gives, let's just one second. This is the answer of the Rashba and the Ritva, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, and the Havamina of the Tosus Rush. That Rabbi Akiva understood, right, that the reason there's no Yibam in Arayos is because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, so too by Chayvi Lavin, if there's no Krisas Kiddushin. Right? That's what Akiva understood. He understood that the Maskana, the Havamina, there's Yibam by Chayvi Krisas. But the Maskana, the reason there's a Xeris and Kasav of Aleha, is because, obviously, it's more so for Rav, who says the Maskana, we don't need a Pasuk for Chayvi Krisos. No, we need a pasuk for Arayus. In the end, we have a pasuk for Arayus. The reason that originally we thought you could do Yibam, the maskan is we can't do Yibam because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. How do they know the maskan is because of Tfisas Kiddushin and not because of the Chumras Hakares? So there you have three formulations in the Rishonim. Either because of Ulekacha, that is the Tosus Rush. He points out that only works if he holds like Rebbe, and he doesn't like it because Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rebbe. Or says the Ritva, because what did it say by Achos Isha? What's the Lashon? V'isha l'achosa? Lo sikach l'tzor l'galus of rasa levacha yeha. He understands that Aleha has to do with anyone who's lo sikach. So the Ritva says he gets it from
lo sikach. The drush is from Achos Isha, and Achos Isha says lo sikach, so that proves it's about Tfisa's Kedusha. Or the Ramban and the Rashba just says svara. He knew it was svara. But either because of lo sikach or because of lo kacha, he held like Rebbe, or, which the Rosh doesn't like, because in the end, it turns out Rebbe Kiva probably doesn't hold like Rebbe, or just Misvara, he understood the maskana is that there's no Yibam b'chayve krisos because there's no tfisas kedushin. If so, now we have to ask, what does that mean? The hav means there's Yibam b'chayve krisos. The maskana, there's no Yibam b'chayve krisos because there's no tfisas kedushin. You could say that means in the maskana, there's a special gzeres hakasov that anyone who Hashem would not even want you to marry b'dieved, you shouldn't be doing yibam with. That's because chayv krisus means that you don't belong together. And if you don't, eat feces kedushin means you don't belong together. Not to mention the fact, eat feces kedushin goes with what else? Whenever kedushin are in tofsim, what other phenomenon do you have alach li mamzerus? So you say, look, someone who is mamzerus between them, that Hashem doesn't think is a good match. So you could just say stam, but maybe what you could say is that, go back to our chakira. Maybe what the Rishonim are saying is that the hav amin and daf gimel is like the tzad of the chakira, the mitzvah's bia. That's what Zev was saying, right, Zev? But the maskana, when we learn aleha and lekacha, there's no yiv mechai v'krisos, doesn't just mean it's a big avera. The maskana is that there's no yiv mechai v'krisos because the mitzvah is kinyan. And even though that, now, since when are you allowed to say that in maskana you have the opposite hanacha from the havamina? Since you can prove from Rabbi Akiva that that's how he understood the maskana. So maybe you could say a third answer to the question we started with. The question was, if the mitzvah is kinyan, what the havamina be in the avamarayos? You can't have a kinyan. The answer is maybe in the havamina the mitzvah was bia. But we learn from Aleha or Ulakacha, according to Rebbe, that the mitzvah is kinyan. That is not at all what Tosfos thinks. Because Tosfos says, Sir, he doesn't answer. It's not what Tosfos Rush thinks. He has to pull out a hankish. But within the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva, and the Havi, the Tosfos Rush, right, that in the end, Yibam depends on Tfisas Kiddushin. You could say that it's just a Gzeiras HaKasav, or you could say, because in the end, the mitzvah is Kenyan, and therefore there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, there's no Shaykh to the mitzvah. That goof from Aleha, once we learn you can't be Achos Ishto, what we're learning is that the mitzvah of Yibam is to create a Kenyan. You can't create a Kenyan with Achos Ishto, so maybe you could say Lamaskana. There's a maybe. A, it's only according to one answer, not the other answer. Tosfos leaves the Targum Yud. And B, you don't have to say that's what they meant. Couldn't you make Gzeiras HaKasav? Anyone, if there's no Tfisas Kedushin, Hashem doesn't like them to make kids together. But you could say that Lamaskana, we Gufa changed this point from the Havamina and say the mitzvah is Kenyan, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says no Yibam or Chalitza by Chai bin Laden. According to the Havamina, would the kid Taka be a mamzer? Meaning the Havamina could be, do Yibam to Bito and Achos Ishto. So what would be the status of the kid in the Havamina? That is a very fascinating question. That depends on the very, very crucial Hakira, which I hope we'll have time to address in more depth sometime this year, of whether Mamzerus is a function of the Avera, or because then clearly if you're allowed to do it, you wouldn't say Mamzerus, or a function of the Yichus. So, again, it's very counterintuitive to think it's a mitzvah to even in the kids of Mamzer, but it's not illogical.
Related to the yesterday's, let's think a little bit, think about whether the mitzvah is inherent, or just because it's
us? Right, possibly. But Mamzerus is more specific. Is a much more specific issue. You know, this is part of the issue of, you know, the Samara versus Ravosha, right? If you do artificial insemination for an Ashes Ish, is the kid a Mamzer, right? Doesn't say anyone in Torah you're not allowed to do it, but Lamaisa, the parents are still Arayas. you know, the v'chuli v'chuli, and we assume not, and maybe that would prove something, or maybe not. Yeah, it's hard to call a mamzer become al shame, although maybe not. Right, maybe if you count for revu, then it's come al shame. You know, to me, like, okay, that's not the name I'd want to leave for myself. But still, you know, it might be better than nothing. So that's a, because after all, if a guy dies and he has a kid who's a mamzer, then his wife's potter from Yibam. So it is, so I think, again, it's very counterintuitive to think that the Torah is telling you to make a mamzer. But I can't rule it out.
You can leave the whole Chavmina Meskaya in the realm of whether the mitzvah is be, that the mitzvah is be. The question is just the other dilemma, whether that would still be...
Correct. Okay. It's getting a little late now. I just want to... I want to finish this sugya. So let's just run through the Gemara Daf Chesed and Beis. There's not really much Ian to do here. We just said, according to Rava, the pasuk's not there to aser the tzaros or the arise. The pasuk's there to matur the tzaros, shalom makam yibam. My comment into the first line of Chesed Beis, amar kar aleha, makam aleha, nasir, shalom makam aleha, shari. Makam aleha means makam yibam, there's an iser tzaros. If there's no yibam, there's a heter tzaros. Amar li rabbi karmel Rava, ima erva gufi, shalom makam mitzvah tishtri. Right? Vela, why? If it's allowed, maybe all arayas are only asr makam yibam. That's what we should learn from the gzera shav allow allow. When there's yibam arayas are asr, when there's no yibam arayas are mutter. That is a very strange hopping. There's no yibam arayas are mutter. Most Rishonim assume that it means all arayas are mutter when there's no yibam, which is a very, like, it's one of these ridiculous hoppings that's only for the sake of argument. The Ritva says, no. It just meant, achos ishto, if you divorce your wife, maybe she be mutter shalom makam yibam. That's not such a great topic. I divorced my wife. Why shouldn't I be able to marry her sister? So he says, not even all the chazisha, only if I divorced her. Then it's not such a crazy havamina. Okay, so that's about chlodzin. So crazy havamina, or could really be. But in any case, they say, no, we'll have kavachom, rakam mitzvah, serious long mitzvah, sharia. What do you mean? If mitzvah is even mitzvah, so if there's no mitzvah, how can it be mutter? I'm like, tzara tochiyat rakam mitzvah, serious long mitzvah, sharia. No, after all, tzara is usher when there's a mitzvah and mutter when there's not a mitzvah. So that shows it's not. It's possible. No, the Torah says b'chayeha. As long as your wife's alive, you can't marry her sister. And that's talking about shalom makom mitzvah. That proves that our rights are usher shalom makom mitzvah. Don't we need chayeha to permit marrying your wife's sister after she dies? No, isha lachosa nafka. That's isha lachosa. It's only called isha lachosa if they're both alive. Isha lachosa habminis gar shasharia. Talmalomar b'chayeha kol shabchayeha da afa gavnis gar shalom. No, I need isha lachosa. It was just isha lachosha. I would have thought if I divorce her, I can marry your sister. So we need bechayah to tell me, even if I divorce my wife, and they're not both of them together, I'm still not allowed to marry your sister as long as she's alive. And therefore, if we need bechayah, then we don't have it available. And if we don't have it available, then maybe our erva is only usher when there's yibam, but it's mutter in a regular case. Elam, Rav Huna bar Zakkai, Mishnah Torah, Rava, Trei Kreiks, even. No, there's two parts of the pasuk. Siv isha lachos lo sikach litzvar. It says you can't marry a woman and her wife, litzvah, which indicates you're not allowed to marry someone and her tzara. You're not allowed to marry either person. Ksiv legalis ervasa beloshon yachid. Ervasa is loshon yachid, the chadamashma. So one part of the pasuk says you're not allowed to marry either wife. The other part of the pasuk says you're allowed to marry one wife and not the other. Haketz, that how can it be? Makom mitzvah, shnei masur, shlo makom tzachah, hi asir, vitzarasa, mu, teres. So that's how we know. There's no case when you're allowed to marry everyone. Some case you're allowed to marry some people, some case you're allowed to marry no one. So it must be when there's makam yibam, if one's an erva, you can't marry either of them. In a regular stranger dies, if one of them is an erva, you can marry the other one. Eipach ana. Makam mitzvah asuras rasam teresh shalom makam mitzvah shteim asuras. How do I know? Maybe it's the other way around. If there's a mitzvah, then maybe the erva is asur, but I can marry the tzara. And if it's not makam mitzvah, if a stranger dies, I can't marry either of them. No, I'm kem liyomer leha. If so, that's what you think misvara. Misvara schutz. Without aleha, what would you think? When there's a mitzvah, I can do more things. So when my brother dies and it's a mitzvah, I can at least marry the tzara. If a stranger dies and he's married to an erva of me, I can't marry either one. Since aleha is to teach something we wouldn't have thought on our own, so it teaches us the opposite. How do you know aleha is teaching us that arayas are usher? Maybe it's teaching us arayas are mutter. Lo lo How do you know Hillel is teaching us that it's usher to do Yibam to Arayis? Maybe it's teaching us it's mutter Yibam to Arayis. Don't darshan even bakum Yibam. Don't still keep Arayis. Darshan even bakum Arayis. Still keep the mitzvah of Yibam. So maybe litzvah means when a stranger is married to my daughter and someone else, they're both usher to me. But if my brother dies and I have Yibam, I can marry either one, even my daughter. So the answer is, no, because the drush legalos er vasa implies there's a case when the erev is usher and the tsar is mutter. According to you, you said makam yibim, they're both mutter. Shalob makam yibim, they're both usher because you have to be mokin the pasuk of litzvar. Then you can't explain the pasuk of erev vasa. So what do we say? It must be there's two cases, makam mitzvah and lob makam mitzvah. How do we know those are the two cases from Aleha? It must be that one of those cases, the erva and the tsar is usher. And one case is the Erevah's Asr and the Tsar's Mutter from Litzvah and Ervasa. And it must be not what we would have thought on our own. That only leaves one possibility, which is B'makom Mitzvah, I can't marry the Erevah or the Tsara. Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, I can't do Arayis, but I can still marry the Tsara. Okay, that's all very technically mudim. We don't have much to be ma'ayin. What I want to pick up next time, Yitzvah Hashem, is with the Shita of Rebbe, Gufa Rebbe Omer V'chuli. I already gave him a Korah sheet for some of the things on Daf Ches Amud Beis. I have another Makoros sheet here to get us through Tes Amud Aleph. We're not going to be buying a lot on Tes Amud Aleph. So, you know, the rest of Ches Amud Beis we'll definitely be able to cover next Thursday. Again, please don't, please come to Beis Medrash and learn as much as you can, but don't come to Shiur Room on Monday, because there's no Shiur on Monday. On Thursday, we will... The sheet of Rebbe goes from where we're up to the middle of Chesamim Beis till the bottom of Tesamim Aleph. We'll try to cover the. I think we'll be able to cover to the bottom of Daf Chesamim Beis. Whether we'll be able to get to Tesamim Aleph or not, is a good question. But you know, maybe we'll try. I just realized I made a mistake in all these Makoros sheets, and it should be say Amud Aleph. Okay, so here, anyone who wants the Makoros sheet after that, can take it. We'll have to see what we get up to. What? Oh, we should have a...